Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with info that can save your life. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. In regards to health care, you can find the big picture of all diseases on either of my websites, drcarley.com, or reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. It is the first diagram of the four diagrams that are on both websites. The last diagram is the big picture of my protocol, which reverses all vaccine-induced diseases in people and in pets. If you haven't yet done so, please print them out and listen to the videos posted below them where I'm explaining them at a conference in Chicago in 2008. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is the critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. You will learn from my guests that many of us are standing up, and you must join us. Because silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will continue to enslave you. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And, of course, the most important thing we must do is recognize who the psychopathic predators are. And of course, they are the Zionist predator parasites. If you didn't hear last week's show with J.B. Campbell on These Changing Times Radio, .ning.com, I definitely suggest you check out the archive on the Light of Day Radio Show.com under Dr. Carley Archives. I have three shows now in addition to my show on Orion. Sunday morning, I have a show on These Changing Times out of the UK. And Sunday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., I have a show on republicbroadcasting.org. So make sure you're looking in the right place under Dr. Carley Archives on the Light of Day Radio Show.com, because those archives are in three different places. You'll see it right at the top where These Changing Times and RVN, and then the main page has the Orion archives, as well as archives of some of the other shows I've done, because now the vaccine situation is right back in our face again. And so I've been doing shows pretty much every day, trying to wake the people up. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. I use those funds to pay for websites and purchase medical articles and books for my research. So if you think that's important, please do, you know, assist in whatever way you can. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me and help them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com. or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, which works from the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. That number is 888-321-6751. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarley1. But if you are able to access me with a toll-free number, please do so. I'm getting hundreds of Skype contacts. It's just getting out of control. So I'm using Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. And let me just remind you, there's a new show on Orion called The Earth Needs Rebels at 10 a.m. Eastern Time with Andrew Peacher. I definitely suggest you tune into that show as well. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives can be found posted on the station site as well. The website is being redone. They're doing a very good job. Each host has a little section with contact info, description of the show, etc., etc. So I think that's looking really quite excellent. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll-free, thanks to Ron, who has also donated a toll-free number to the station at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll-free number to listen to the show. And very important, callers, please mute your phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 bioworker labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a Silver Lungs Colloidal Silver Generator. Go to the link section of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I use for myself and all my pets. I would also like to mention the owner of the station has asked us all to let you know that Orion Talk Radio is growing leaps and bounds with over 1.2 million listeners in the last 30 days. Okay. We owe it all to you listeners, and we want to hear from you as to what you think. So the station is asking you to call on the new Orion News Talk line, 940-293-0379, to hear what Orion Talk Radio means to you. Tell us what you think of the new changes and what we can do to serve you better. It's toll free. Once again, that number is 940-293-0379. The automated service will record comments for possible airplay. So thanks for listening and for helping us make Orion Talk Radio even better. And please do support the station. One of the best ways, in my opinion, is to get a t-shirt with Orion Talk Radio on it so you can be a walking advertisement for the station. Because as I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one, the psychopaths are stepping things up. A lot of people are waking up, and they need to know where to go to find out what on earth is going on. And, of course, Orion Talk Radio is a very good place to start. Okay. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, will be government proof of vaccine damage, quote-unquote, not for publication. And this involves an extremely important article that was just published this past week on VacTruth by investigative journalist extraordinaire Christina England from the UK, who I will be forever indebted to for discovering 30-year-old documents in the UK that prove that autism is subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis. Just as I've been saying for 15 years, that they've known this for 30 years, that they discussed this in their backdoor meetings and then publish the minutes of their meeting, but say they're not for publication. But thanks to this amazing researcher who found the information, now we've got them nailed against the wall. And I'm going to get to that in a minute, but we have a caller already. Are you there, caller? Hello? Caller from 804?
Yes, I'm just listening, Dr. Carlin.
Okay, please mute your phone. Okay, thanks. So anyways, before I get to this very important article, a couple quick things I just want to mention. I want to send a special thank you to one of my favorite clients and two of my favorite listeners, Phil and Mario in the UK, who sent me this most amazing card for my birthday. with a cat sticking its tongue out, and then on the back it says, "My husband said it was him or the cat. I miss him sometimes," which I just thought was hilarious. With an extremely generous gift, and just the most beautiful words as to their appreciation of my work. And it's so rare that, you know, anybody does thank me, and it's not like I'm doing this to get thanks, but, you know, it's a very difficult job to wake people up and tell them what they don't want to know. So I just want to let you know that your financial support, and especially also your words of cheering me on, so to say, mean more than you could possibly imagine. Okay, we have another caller from 305. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, can you speak up, please? We can barely hear you. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is government proof of vaccine damage, quote-unquote, not for publication. And in regards to what was being said during the break, two quick things. I want to send a shout-out to Mike in Australia, who called me this morning. We were on the phone for 3 hours. And he lives in Tasmania, and I was very excited to hear how many people are waking up over the pond. So it's really great to know, perhaps even more so than here in the States. But the people around the globe are looking to America, folks, to see what we're going to do about these psychopaths. And so I really encourage you to do the best you can to wake up others. It's most important. As the time goes on, obviously, 2012 is a very important year for these monsters. Also, in regards to the documentary, Why in the World Are They Spraying? I will be having Michael Murphy on. He's very busy right now. I'm trying to arrange a date to interview him on one of my shows. I will say that, in my opinion, the documentary is a little bit on the soft side. If it was me, you know, I'd be mentioning the words genocide and things like that. But what I will say is one amazing thing he does do is interview somebody from the Commodities Exchange, where they're actually talking about the fact that the very people controlling the weather are the ones betting on whether or not the corn prices are going to go up and things of that nature. I mean, this makes insider trading look like child's play. And it's really a very big wake-upper, and it's perfect for those who are just starting to open their eyes. So I do suggest you all check it out. If you buy a copy, you can make all the copies you want to, you know, give to your family and friends. So it's a great idea. Okay, we have a caller on the line from area code 305. Are you there, caller? Hello? Caller, do you have a question or comment?
Can I just listen?
Yeah, mute your phone then, please.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Causing
so
lots of back. Yeah, you're causing lots of background noise. Okay. All right. Before I get to the topic of the show, just a couple other things. You got to mute your phone, listeners. You must mute your phone, or I'm going to disconnect you. You're causing interference with the show. Okay. I got an amazing card in the mail, the Heart-Mind Matrix, some Joseph Chilton Pierce, who's pushing some new release on how the heart provides the balance to the brain's calculating intellect, and an innate system of emotional mental coherence we have lost touch with. By activating the compassionate intelligence of the heart, we can alter the destructive behavior loops of the survival-oriented reptilian brain and enter in a future of peace and conscious evolution. Total crap. I just was amazed that he's actually saying that survival is a destructive behavior. Once again, love your predator, you know, forgive your parasite, etc., etc. Watch out for this new age crap, people, because this is basically trying to get you to believe that you can send love and light to Bill Gates and he's going to stop killing people all over the world. it's not going to happen. Okay. Lastly, before I get to the topic, article from CharlotteObserver.com, August 28th, page 1D. Man and his procedure flourished 5 years after becoming a first. This is an article about Kevin Heslin, who is celebrating an anniversary he wasn't sure he'd live to see, because in 2006 he was diagnosed with colon cancer that had spread to his liver. And so what did the medical devils do? They brought him into Carolina's Medical Center and did a procedure called microwave ablation surgery. In other words, they opened him up and they microwaved the tumors in his liver. So there you go, folks. Microwave kills tumors, okay? It also kills your food. And isn't it sad that he went through something like that instead of doing a protocol such as mine, which would actually get rid of the cause? And they've done other things like this in the past. Cryotherapy, where they've frozen tumors, high-frequency ultrasound, but now they're actually microwaving the tumors. You can't make this stuff up. Okay. And one more thing, and this was quite hilarious, actually. There's a group called homeopathyworldcommunity.com, and this group purports to be trying to spread the miracle of homeopathy all over the world. And interesting, somebody sent me an article from the website entitled "Samuel Hahnemann, Founder of Homeopathy, Was a Muslim?" Now, I thought this was hilarious because, of course, the person that started this site is a Jew and is supposed to be supporting homeopathy. But these psychopaths are so nervous about homeopathy and how many people are actually trying it and seeing how well it works, that now they're trying to discourage people from getting involved with homeopathy because they're saying Samuel Hahnemann, the founder, was a Muslim. So this is hilarious. That's how desperate they are. And whatever Samuel Hahnemann was, he obviously wasn't a Jew, because if he was a Jew, he would have never founded something as wonderful as homeopathy. But just to let you know, that's how desperate they are. And it's really pretty funny how that works out. Okay. Now, before I get to this article written by Christina, Christina England from England, I just want to mention, tomorrow on my show on These Changing Times, I'm very excited that Deanna Spingola will be my guest, and she will be talking about her new book, The Ruling Elite, a 700-plus page monster book documenting the crimes of the psychopaths. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow. And the first week in September, from Monday the 3rd until Friday the 7th, she is having Vaccination Awareness Week on her show on Republic Broadcasting. And I will be her guest on the last day, Friday, to kind of clean things up. I will be listening to hear what the others say about vaccinations, see if any of them mention the word bioweapon. But it should be very interesting, because this article by Christina England came out just in time to put this whole autism caused by mercury thing to rest. Because, of course, what we now know from these documents that Christina England has found, uncovered, is that, in fact, they have known for 30 years that autism is subacute sclerosis and panencephalitis caused by the measles virus and the measles vaccine. And what I encourage you to do is go to VacTruth, I think it's .com. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's VacTruth.com. And look under Christina England documents. The title of her document is "At Last, Government Documents Locked Up for 30 Years, Proving This Vaccine Unsafe, Finally Revealed." And the most amazing thing, and you can actually access the documents, you know, within the article, is that you'll see on page one, it says, not for publication. Not for publication. Now, wrap your heads around that, people, that we have this group of vaccine-promoting minions in the UK. They have all kinds of different alphabet agencies, just like we do here in the States. And they get together, it looks like biannually, for their little secret meetings. They make a record of who's there and what the people said, and then they hide it from the public. Make it not for publication. This is evidence of a crime against humanity, because they have known all this time that the vaccines, in fact, are not safe, although they totally downplay the actual rate of the disease caused by the vaccines, but still, they know what's going on, and they're hiding it from the public. I hope you're very upset about this, people, because it's pure evil. And her article is fantastic. I'm hoping to have her on at some point as well to discuss this. Because, as you all know, this has been my mantra for 15 years, talking about subacute sclerosing panencephalitis actually being autism, and that a non-fatal case of autism, or I'm sorry, autism being a non-fatal case of subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, and that they changed the name to hide the fact that they're, you know, both caused by the measles vaccine. And if you go to either of my websites, you can actually click on the page 2096 from the 10th edition of Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, which was the edition that I was, instructed to purchase when I went to medical school in 1983. And when I read this description of subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, I realized they're talking about autism. And so I've been saying that for all these years. But we have all of the minions talking about mercury, telling people it's all about the mercury, lying to people it's all about the mercury. First of all, there's mercury in amalgam fillings, there's mercury in fish, there's mercury in many, many things. So there's no way that the massive increase in autism could just be from mercury, because there's so many ways that we're exposed to it. In fact, the only thing that correlates with a massive increase of autism, as well as all autoimmune diseases and cancer, is vaccine delivery, vaccine rates, how many vaccines they're giving to the people. That's the only thing that correlates with it. And so, you know, I had realized that, in fact, it has to be the vaccines which are causing the problem. And caller, I just muted you because you didn't mute your phone and you're causing all kinds of interference. So I don't understand why people can't follow directions, but we have to be able to think. So that for these shows, I'm not only the host, I'm also the board op, and it's just too much to have all that distraction. So anyways, getting back to this very important article by Christina England, she goes through the documents, she talks about what they have admitted, especially on page two of her article, she brings up the fact that the words might occasionally, you know, in regards to vaccines causing a problem, might occasionally, in her opinion, were specifically chosen to cover the fact that this was a growing problem. Well, of course, this is what they do. This is their job, to twist and spin things, to make it look like they're on the job, you know, monitoring whether or not vaccine safety is where it should be, blah, blah, blah. In effect, their actual job is to pretend the vaccines are safe when in fact they're not safe. And that is the problem, that these different alphabet agencies are working with the vaccinators to cover up their crimes against humanity. Okay. I encourage you to go and check out this article for yourself. I'm not going to go through the whole article, but it's very important that you check this out. Yes, and it is backtruth.com. Backtruth.com. Go and check out Christina's article. It's the last one published, as far as I know. So one of the very most important things that she talks about here on page 3, incriminating government document labeled not for publication. It appears from these documents, let's see, she says the SSPE problem was still occurring in 1988. On November 14th, 1988, the Medical Research Council held a meeting titled Committee on the Development of Vaccines and Immunization Procedures, Subcommittee of Measles Vaccines. During this meeting, as stated on page 2, Professor David Salisbury reported on the outbreak of measles in England and Wales in 1988. He reported there had been 5 deaths from the complications of measles and 1 death due to SSPE. Of course, there's no indication as to whether the child who died with SSPE or the 5 dying from the complication of measles were vaccinated. Although since this was a meeting discussing the measles vaccine, it's highly likely. Exactly, Christina, I totally agree. It appears from these documents that the single measles vaccination could cause a child to suffer from the life-threatening condition SSPE, while the MMR vaccination could cause a child to suffer an SSPE-like condition similar to autism. You would have thought that the vaccines would have immediately been removed from the market at this point. Yes, you would think so if they were actually, you know, honest people protecting the public. But it appears that the problem was still being reported during government meetings in 1997. Isn't that amazing? They just keep reporting the problem. But they never come to any actual definite conclusion. They're just going to continue to follow things and see how it goes. Okay. Now, what I really appreciate, especially, is that Christina appreciates and knows what I have gone through for 15 years as I have tried to get the other alleged anti-vaccination people to stand with me and talk about vaccines being bioweapons, that this damage is being done intentionally. And she wrote a note after the article before the references, and it says, hold on a second to get to that page. And as I said, they also have put the actual documents I'm talking about on the website under her article. You can read these for yourself. You can download them. Bring them to your white coat who's telling you that there's no such thing as autism from vaccinations. Well, that's because they changed the name from subacute sclerosing pancephalitis. Okay. Christina has a note to the readers. It is a shame that no one took what Dr. Rebecca Carley said 15 years ago on this subject a little more seriously. If they had, thousands of children could have been saved. Instead, they did everything in their power to destroy the messenger, as always. She has lost everything she holds dear to her, including her son. She has said to me many times, I would make it clear that if people want doctors to do the right thing, they have to support the one person who has done so and has lost everything for doing so. And then she closes by saying, I would like to finish with saying that if it had not been for this dedicated professional, I would not have even looked into this subject. And that's one thing I want you folks to realize. I received a call this past week from a man in Ohio who has a wife that's a nurse, and the hospital's trying to tell her that she must be inoculated with flu, or she's going to lose her job. And so he was calling me to find out, well, what can she do? And I said, absolutely nothing, unless she can get the other nurses to join with her and have them all say, we're not going to do it. We are not going to vaccinate ourselves with your dangerous flu vaccine. If all the nurses did so, what are they going to do? Close the hospital? I don't think so. But what he did tell me, because as I said, he lives in Ohio, and that's where Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is, that they had gone to Dr. Tenpenny and asked her to write a vaccine exemption for the nurse. And Dr. Tenpenny said, no, I'm too scared. They'll take away my license. Because you see, folks, everybody knows what they've done to me. Not just taken away my license, taken away my only child. If the people want doctors to do the right thing, you have to support the ones who are doing the right thing. I'm the one talking about vaccines as bioweapons. And it just boggles my mind that there aren't more people out there, you know, asking these other doctors, like Tenpenny, asking Jenny McCarthy, asking Barbara Fisher of the National Vaccine Information Center, asking Andrew Wakefield, who actually still promotes vaccines, actually states publicly he's not against vaccines. Vaccines are bioweapons, people. Why aren't you saying it? And as a matter of fact, on the top or near the top of drcarly.com, I have the actual legal definition of weapons of mass destruction from the North Carolina, you know, legal statutes. Read it, folks, and you will see that vaccines fit this definition of weapon of mass destruction. Now, how are we going to stop the monsters? By saying no. By saying no in huge numbers. Do not expect the doctors to save you, because just like all of you who work for pure evil, who have a job in the courts and watch people get screwed every day and say nothing, who work for Child Protective Services and steal children from good families, whatever the case may be, the list is endless, but you know who you are, those of you who sold your soul for cash. Do you think your doctor's going to save you when you're not trying to help the people that your evil agency is allowing to be injured, damaged, and killed? If you want the right thing to be done to you, then you have to do the right thing to others. You know that old golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You must save yourself. No one is going to save you. Because, unfortunately, no one cares pretty much about anyone but themselves. And to all these silent people who are consenting by their silence, they think that that's going to keep them safe. Of course, what they don't realize is that they're being killed. You know, and actually it's going to get very interesting when those who are too afraid to open their mouth, when they're all killed off, the only ones left will be the ones who are awake and who are doing the right thing and the psychopaths. And that's when it's going to get really interesting. That's the day I'm looking forward to. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to a break. I would love to talk to you, listeners. Feel free to call in. You know the number. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is government proof of vaccine damage, quote-unquote, not for publication. And, okay, I as I said, go to vaxtruth.com, check out this article by Christina England entitled, "At last, government documents locked up for 30 years, proving this vaccine unsafe, finally revealed." Now, what you can be sure is that the same types of agencies here in the States have the same types of documents, not for public viewing. It's just that no one has been able to find them. Christina England is like a bloodhound when she does her research, and she actually got access to some documents. Let's see, I'm looking. Okay. All right, she got these documents from the Q Archives. And you have to go there personally, wherever these archives are, someplace in the UK. And when you arrive, the person checks in with a reader ticket, which you apply for from the desk. And then the reader searches the catalog for files they need and orders them. And then they either bring them to you or you can buy them. And that's what Christina did. And apparently, most papers have the words not for publication because apparently, in Christina's opinion, the government did not bargain for the Freedom of Information Law. So, you see, they thought they were going to be able to keep all this information from the public. But, as it turns out, this one got out of their control, and this is spreading like wildfire all over. There's already been thousands of hits on Back Truth. Christina Skyped me this morning. She's had over 8,000 hits on her Facebook page about this. So this is really going viral. And if this doesn't convince parents that they can't trust their alphabet agencies, I don't know what will. How can you allow these people to tell you that you must do anything to your children? Anything at all. Not just vaccines, vitamin K injections, you know, any of the drugs that they give. You cannot trust these devils, okay? Because obviously at the top of the food chain, the psychopaths in charge know exactly what they're doing. And they are intentionally creating disease and then giving drugs which cure nothing, only make the diseases worse until eventually you're dead. And this is how Big Pharma makes money. As I have learned, there's not a lot of money to be made if you're healing people. I made an excellent salary as a surgeon. I make a fraction of that now, but that's okay with me. Because I wanted to be a healer. That's why I went to medical school in the first place. Unfortunately, I didn't know until I went through it that the one thing you're not allowed to do as a medical doctor is heal people. It is forbidden, and they will come after you with a vengeance if you should figure that out. And that's why my goal is to cause the death of medicine. Because these people, I mean, we've got lots of psychopaths on the planet, but in my opinion, you know, intentionally harming children. I mean, the pedophiles are on the same level with these monsters. But, you know, to intentionally harm children that parents bring to their doctors with their lovely white coats, you know, the pediatricians who are pretending that they're there, you know, to help the children get well and stay well, excuse me, yawning. And in reality, they are actually inoculating your children with disease and killing them and making them sick. This is such evil that most people can't wrap their heads around it. And I can assure you that most of the pediatricians know exactly what they're doing at this point. There's no way they can't. How can they not see with their own two eyes what's happening? That they gave so-and-so a vaccination, and then such-and-such happened. You know, I mentioned on the show a couple weeks ago about this mother that called me about a nine-month-old who developed antibodies against his platelets after a vaccine, and then they started drawing blood from him to monitor the low platelet level, and they took so much blood from him, he became anemic. So they gave him steroids and blood transfusions, and then he became what's called neutropenic, where he had no white blood cells left either. And I haven't heard back from her. I strongly suggest that, suspect the child's probably dead. Because you can't live with low platelets, very low hemoglobin count, and no white cells. That is not compatible with life. So this is what they're doing. And there's so many people that are just, you know, believing the pediatricians, and or they don't want to be bothered, you know. Oh, it's easier to do nothing. It's easier to go along with a party life. Oh, I don't want to homeschool. It's too much trouble. I want to just stick my children in the public schools and let them be brainwashed and propagandized and experimented on with whatever experiment they're doing, be it an educational experiment or any kind of a clinic-type situation. Most schools now have medical and dental clinics in them. They are experimenting with children without the parents even knowing. Different dental things I've heard from parents that are going on. And then the parents find out about it. It's just unbelievable. So if you love your children, people, then you must protect them. And if you're not going to protect them, do not have children. Because all you're doing is creating meat for this monstrous machine. And it's pure evil. And it's just helping these psychopaths keep going. Because, of course, on the, you know, spiritual level, whatever you want to call it, the energy level, they are actually thriving on the adrenochrome, the oxidized epinephrine that is formed during the suffering process, especially when the suffering is done by children. That's what monsters we're dealing with here. Okay, I see we're almost to the top of the hour. I really would like you listeners to call in today because, you know, I want to know what you think about this. The fact that they have known for 30 years in the UK that autism is subacute sclerosing panencephalitis, and they've been hiding it from the public. Another one of the amazing things that Journalist England came up with is a November 1997 document which actually mentions Andrew Wakefield. Andrew Wakefield, who wrote the article in Lancet about how, I think it was 25 children with autism when they had endoscopies done and biopsies of their lymph nodes, you know, their gigantic lymph nodes in their colons, he actually found measles virus within the lymph nodes. And they went after him for that. Although, of course, he didn't biopsy the lymph nodes of the colons of children without autism, because I can assure you, almost every child that's been vaccinated with the MMR vaccine probably has measles virus, as well as many others, in the lymph nodes of their colon. Because, as I explain in my paper, The Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction on drcrowley.com, the inoculation process in itself corrupts the immune system. You bypass the secretory IgA, a very important antibody in the upper respiratory and GI tracts, which is necessary for handling of a virus, which is coughed on or sneezed on you, and it gets into your upper respiratory and GI tracts. And this IgA starts the processing of the virus to eventually push it out of your body whilst giving you lifelong immunity. If you inject it directly into your bloodstream, which is done by a mosquito or by a vaccinator, you know, they're basically the same thing, only the vaccinator has a hypodermic, you bypass that secretory IgA, and the virus can never be pushed out of your body. Not even colloidal silver will get to the virus particles that are actually within the cells. The only way I know to do that is with homeopathy. So they're intentionally corrupting the immune system and causing you to be infested with these viruses. I mean, some of them will, you know, come out once you are so infested with viruses of all kinds. You know, a few of them will drool out your nose or whatever the case may be. But most of them are just teeming in your body. They're combining with other viruses. They're creating new viruses. I've talked before about a young girl that I was consulted on who got the hepatitis B and the HPV on the same day and went into liver shutdown and was diagnosed with non-A, non-B, non-C, non-D, non-E hepatitis, which means F hepatitis now. And amazingly, in a document I obtained from the CDC's own website on the list of vaccinations they now have available, hepatitis E is on there, okay? So they make their viruses and then they make vaccines of them. Okay, we're going to break. This is a 10-minute break. So grab a glass of water and get your phones ready. Give me a call. And let's talk about what's ailing America. We'll be right back after these messages.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
See, the people of Japan are protesting by the million. They don't want these reactors restarted.